Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Barbara Lewis, and he's back.
Hello, stranger.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Ruth King is here. Ruth is the purveyor of the outstanding cheap online television channel, ProfitabilityRevolution.com. Check it out. You'll be glad you did. You'll thank me later. Ruth, thanks again. By the way, her book, The Courage to Be Profitable, should be on your desk, not on your bookshelf. Ruth, thanks again for being here. There are a lot of resources out there. We're talking about managing your cash, folks, not making stupid mistakes. A lot of resources out there to help you with your cash flow, and you can get a bank loan to help you even out some of that. You can use credit cards to help you even out some of it. There was a time that that companies that got a little more desperate. They were unbankable, especially back before credit cards became a part of a business's management practice, that where there were people out there who would call factors.
Right.
And they would loan you the money on receivables and charge you almost usurious interest rates.
Right.
So
not anymore.
Factors not are anymore. Coming in out of the shadows now. They've become a lot more helpful. But there's the small business cash management environment has gotten a lot more diverse and a lot more helpful, hasn't it?
Yeah. There's a thing out there. Laura would have my head if she heard me say that. If you go and look at Now Accounts, and it's if you go into Profitability Revolution and you look at the profitability products, there's a Now Accounts show on there. But basically what Laura has done...
Who's Laura?
Laura Hodgson founded the Now Accounts. And what it is, it's not factoring, but they purchase your receivables, and it costs the same as a credit card.
Hmm.
So they take about 85% of all receivables. It has to be business to government or business to business. They will not do anything that's business to consumers. They feel like credit cards have gone that way for there. But I mean, if you think about what the banks did and what MasterCard did,
so they're taking 15%.
No, they're taking two or three, depending. Yeah,
two or three annualized.
That's a question for Laura.
That'd be more than that, but.
No, it's not, because what they've done is they've done the same thing that like Visa and MasterCard did for retailers with B2C and allowed all those types of things. So like if you go to and use your American Express card, they charge the vendor 2 to 3% and things like that. Well, she's doing exactly the same thing for B2B and B2G right now. And so, I mean, they've loaned over $100 million so far already.
Wow.
And the company
who's responsible for the collection?
They are.
So if you make a sale and they don't collect it, it's on them.
There's no recourse on you. Hmm. Absolutely not. No recourse on you at all.
Well, one of the things
kind of cool.
One of the things that I have said is that the only people who borrow money online are stupid people or unbankable people. If you're unbankable, you've got to pay the higher interest rates. If you need the money, there's nothing else you can do about it. If you are bankable, you shouldn't be borrowing money online, because all the ones that I know of, Ruth, are charging more than a bank would charge.
No, this is not. This is absolutely not. This is now, very disruptive.
Here's the thing. Here's where it might be worth paying a little bit more if they make it easier for you to have the money to go in and out of your business. Whereas a lot of banks are not set up to manage cash flow. They're set up to bridge you. To make a bridge loan, and you manage the cash. But if they're helping you manage your cash, that's worth an extra fee.
Yeah, well, think about it this way. I mean, the reason she started it is because the vendor said they pay in 30 days, and they didn't pay till 90. And it's like, why should I be borrowing?
Right.
Why should I be lending this major company a lot of money? And so they looked at a different way of doing it. So she has one client. I mean, the stories are incredible. One of them that I really liked was, she has a customer who could then offer her customer 60-day terms where everybody else was offering 30 days, and she grew her business significantly because she got her money in 2 days, and she could actually use it to grow. And that's what this is all about, is using your money to grow.
Right. No, there's no question about that. And I'll tell you something, folks. Keep your eyes and ears open for things like this, because this is the kind of resources. These are the kind of resources. If you can find the people who are legitimate, mm-hmm. they're changing the financial industry, especially the banking industry.
They are. This is disruptive.
Turning it's exactly right. It's especially small banks, community banks. As much as I love them, they don't see a lot of this coming. It is coming. It's not just coming. It's here. Profitabilityrevolution.com, right, Ruth?
That's it.
Come back soon. Good job today.
I will be happy to. Thank you very much.
Ruth King, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Ruth joined us, and so we did. I'm Jim Blassie, again, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.